Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Every week brings a new batch of releases before you've even had a chance to catch up with the last ones. It is more than one person can keep up with. Fortunately, here at Soundcheck, we're more than one person. So we're often listening to different things and then kind of updating the rest of the crew. Now, in the past, we've done that in the office. But we thought, what the heck, let's do it on the air and give you a chance to hear some of what we've been listening to. So, Soundcheck producers Mike Katziff and Katie Bishop are with me now. And Mike, let's start with you.
Sure. So, I don't know if you remember, but back this spring, we had this band from Brooklyn called Lucius.
Couldn't forget him.
Yeah. So, utterly delightful. It's fronted by two singers, Jess Wolf and Holly Lasik.
Who dress alike.
They dress alike, and the guys behind
their hair
them.
The same.
Yeah. And, like, the guys, like, wear, like, matching suits, and they wear matching outfits and hairstyles and all this stuff. So when they came, they only had an EP, and so we'd only heard a couple songs. Finally, they have a full record. It's called Wild a Woman. And
like Wildebeest.
Like Wildebeest. And it's delightful. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's like one of the most like instantly joyful records I think I've heard this year.
So give us a track that we should hear.
Sure. So let's listen to the track Hey Doreen, which is one of the singles off the record.
The band is Lucius. So that's Lucius, and the song's called Hey Doreen.
Hey Doreen.
I gotta say, I love the percussion sound.
It sounds so great. When you see them on stage, they all kind of play guitars and synths and stuff like that, but everybody in the band at one point or another plays drums, and they're all kind of banging along, and it's so infectious. And
they sound like they're banging on trash cans there. It's a really cool
it's
sound.
It's amazing, yeah.
All right, so that's what's been on rotation at Mike's desk. Katie, what about you?
You know, I thought that I was going to come to this table and talk about the Avett Brothers' new record, The Magpie and the Dandelion. I really like that band a lot. I just didn't find that album that interesting, and maybe I need to listen a little bit more. I liked it. It wasn't a bad album, but it just didn't catch my attention like the Dismemberment Plan's new album did. Their new album, Uncanny Valley, I actually had never even heard of this band before. They kind of broke up 10 years ago, got back together. They're a DC band that formed 20 years ago and were together for a while and then sort of called it quits in 2003. They've got this new record out, and I just think it's really sonically interesting. It kept my attention sort of all the way through. And this one track in particular called Waiting, it starts out one way, and I'll let you hear it, and then it quickly changes directions, and it just is really, really fun listen.
All right, from the Dismemberment Plan's new record.
Said to come to this bar this night, alright. Well, you know it's my spot. Never mind, I'm sure that you forgot. Do you even know my name? I bet we all do look the same. I'm the one that you kept waiting, kept speculating, kept anticipating while I was keeping. but never moves and never grooves. Ain't got the time for waiting.
So, the dismemberment plan.
How fun is that?
A little fake out at the beginning.
Total fake out.
I love that turn.
Oh, it just really makes you want to dance. Kind of like the Lucius record. You know, I could just imagine like throwing my arms around my girlfriends and like shouting to the Lucius song. With this one, it reminds me of, it's almost like an echo of Graceland a little bit.
It's kind of a buoyant bounce.
Yeah,
the
it's like
thing.
Very it bouncy. I really think it's fun.
All right, well, that's what, some of what we've been listening to in the Soundcheck office this week. My Cats of Katie Bishop with me. Lucius from Brooklyn, the Dismemberment Plan from D.C. I've been listening to, Annette, like you, Katie, I thought when I saw the list, oh, new records from Gary Newman,
right,
who I, you know, lost track of years ago, although I know he's continued to make records. And like you, I thought, oh, maybe I'll listen to that. And it was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then I heard this Tim Hecker record, who is a guy based in Montreal. He's done a collaborative record with Daniel Lopatin, who records as 10 Tricks Point Never here in New York. And this is, it's a very unsettling kind of post-apocalyptic musical soundscape. You know his stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I followed him for a couple records now. And every time I hear it, I just have to like pick it apart and go, how did he make that?
Basically? Right. And normally he does make all the sounds himself, but on this new record called Virgins, he's actually playing with like real musicians, although it's still, the texture is impossible to kind of, you know, unwind who's doing what. Anyway, this is not, Katie, you will not be grabbing your girlfriends and dancing along to this.
That's
I can
okay.
pretty much guarantee that. This is from Tim Hecker from Montreal. And an excerpt from a song called Live Room. Put your hands in the air like you just don't care.
I'm crying right now. I'm hiding under my covers and crying.
I still have to say that still sounds very beautiful. As eerie as it is, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah. Live Room is the name of it from the new album by Tim Hecker. That Montreal music scene, man, there's way more than Arcade Fire going on up there. So Tim Hecker with some live musicians for a change on this new record called Virgins. So there's three of us from the Soundcheck office here listening to new releases, and none of us got to the Pearl Jam record? How did that happen?
Yeah. I mean, I like the Pearl Jam record okay. I thought Colts put out a great record this week as well. So there's plenty of good stuff. Every week just brings more and more stuff.
All right. So we'll have to keep doing this then. But that's a little look into what we've been listening to this week from this current batch of new releases in the Soundcheck office. Mike, Katie, thank you both.
Thanks. You.